Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Oday will dive into the story of the 10 lepers and discover what it teaches us about gratitude and recognition of divine blessings. The Bible verses for today are found in Luke chapter 17, verses 12 to 17. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9?
Picture this scene from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus is walking into a village when he encounters 10 men afflicted with leprosy. In biblical times, leprosy wasn't just a physical condition, it was a sentence of complete social isolation. These individuals were considered unclean, forced to live outside society, and required by law to keep their distance from others. Typically, lepers had to announce their presence by crying out, "Unclean, unclean." But something different happened that day. Instead of the usual warning, these 10 men called out, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." This wasn't just a plea for physical healing. It was a profound expression of faith and desperation. They recognized Jesus as Master, showing they believed in his power to transform their lives. This cry for help was extraordinary because it broke with tradition. These men whose society had cast aside dared to hope for more than just survival. They approached Jesus with reverence and trust, even while maintaining the required physical distance. Their words weren't just about their disease. They were acknowledging their complete dependence on divine mercy, reaching out to the one person they believed could restore not just their bodies, but their place in society. When Jesus heard their cry, his response might seem unusual at first. He simply told them, "Go show yourselves to the priests." Now, this wasn't a dismissal. It was actually a profound statement of what was about to happen. Under Jewish law, only priests could declare someone clean from leprosy and allow them to rejoin society. By telling them to go to the priests before any visible healing had occurred, Jesus was asking them to act in faith. Think about what this command meant. These men had to trust Jesus enough to start walking to the priests while their skin still showed signs of leprosy. They had to believe that something would happen along the way. And indeed, as they went, not before but during their journey of obedience, they were cleansed, their skin became whole again, their disease disappeared, and their lives were transformed. This healing wasn't just about removing a physical ailment by instructing them to see the priest. Jesus was addressing both their physical and social restoration. He wasn't just healing their bodies, he was giving them back their lives, their families, their community. The priests would examine them and officially declare them clean, allowing them to return to normal life, to hug their children, to embrace their spouses, to worship in the temple again. The timing of this miracle is significant too. Jesus could have healed them instantly, right there on the spot. Instead, he chose to heal them as they walked in obedience to his command. This teaches us something powerful about faith. Sometimes we need to take action to start moving in the direction God points us before we see the results we're praying for.
Out of the 10 who were healed that day, only one made the decision to return to Jesus. This man, a Samaritan, recognized the magnitude of what had happened to him. He turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and threw himself at Jesus' feet in pure gratitude. The fact that he was a Samaritan adds an extraordinary layer to this story of thanksgiving. You see, Samaritans were considered outsiders, even enemies by the Jewish people. They were viewed as religiously impure and socially inferior. Yet here was this Samaritan showing more spiritual insight and genuine gratitude than the 9 others who were likely Jews. His actions transcended the deep cultural and religious divisions of the time, despite being the one who might have felt least welcome in Jesus' presence. He was the only one who came back to give thanks. His response wasn't quiet or reserved. Scripture tells us he glorified God with a loud voice. This wasn't just a polite thank you. It was an overwhelming expression of gratitude that he couldn't contain. He didn't care who heard him or what they might think. His healing was so profound, so life-changing, that he had to express his thankfulness in the most visible and vocal way possible. When Jesus saw this man's response, he asked a question that echoes through the centuries. Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? This wasn't just a rhetorical question. It was a powerful observation about human nature and our tendency to take blessings for granted. The Samaritan's grateful heart distinguished him from the others who had received the exact same miracle but failed to acknowledge its source. In our modern lives, this ancient story resonates with surprising relevance. Every day we experience countless blessings, both big and small. Yet how often do we pause to truly acknowledge them? Think about the simple act of waking up healthy each morning, having food on our table, or enjoying the support of family and friends. These daily mercies, like the healing of those lepers, are profound gifts that we often take for granted. Just like the 9 lepers who didn't return, we can become so accustomed to our blessings that we forget to express gratitude for them. We rush through our days focused on our next goal or challenge without stopping to recognize the goodness already present in our lives. Sometimes it takes losing something to realize how precious it was. Much like those lepers who had experienced the isolation and suffering of their disease before receiving healing, consider the technology that connects us, the medical care that heals us, the freedom to worship, or even the simple pleasure of a warm shower. These modern-day miracles deserve our acknowledgement just as much as any biblical healing. Yet how many times do we, like the 9 lepers, simply accept these gifts and move on without a backward glance of gratitude? The Samaritan's example challenges us to cultivate a heart of active thanksgiving. This isn't about mere politeness or social convention. It's about developing a deeper awareness of the blessings in our lives and actively expressing our gratitude. Whether through prayer journaling or simply taking a moment each day to count our blessings, we have countless opportunities to be like that one thankful leper who returned to give praise.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your boundless mercy and for the blessings you pour into our lives daily. Help us to have hearts like the one leper who returned to give thanks, recognizing your hand in every good thing. Teach us to walk in faith, trusting your guidance, even when we can't yet see the outcome. Lord, let gratitude flow from our hearts, not just for the extraordinary moments, but for the small everyday blessings we often overlook. May our lives reflect a spirit of thankfulness, glorifying you with every step we take. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Friends, may God's mercy and blessings fill your heart with gratitude and peace. As you go forward, may you walk in faith, trust His guidance, and find joy in the everyday miracles around you. Take care, and may His love continue to light your path. Blessings to you always.